this show is brought to you by Pepper and Spice Catering Services, Maki and Madera Street, Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center, Carmichael Road, and Southside Christian Church International, Nassau, or LifeGate Christian Ministries International in Abaco. Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Our first song for the week coming from Allison Norville entitled Letting Go. You know, many times we go through some difficult times in our lives and we find ourselves having a hard time of letting go and just moving on. But if you want something new, you got to do something new. Let go of the old stuff and watch God do the impossible. Trust me, I'm speaking from experience, you know, real talk. You know, Miss Allison Norval is from Barbados and she was singing from she was 8 years old. She is a songwriter, a television presenter, a worship leader, and so much more. You know, Allison, I want you to keep up the great work, man. Don't give up. Keep pressing. Keep inspiring people with your wonderful music. You may not know who you are reaching because of your beautiful, anointed, inspiring music, man. Keep up the great work, all right? And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a well-loved, gifted, and anointed multi-Grammy-winning artist who loves the Lord with all his heart. Husband, father, pastor, musician, songwriter, producer, singer, so much more, and downright good people, too. The one and only Smokey Norval. Welcome, Pastor. How are you?
Mike D. Oh, man, I am blessed. Thank you so much for having me.
Hallelujah. Your family, wife, and children doing okay, I know.
My family is doing incredible. You know, my sons are participating in this musical journey. They're doing big things. My wife is, she actually went back in the classroom, believe it or not. My boys are in college now, so she decided to go back and sow into other lives. So we're doing really well.
Hallelujah.
Good day, Pastor Smokey Norval, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. You know, we not too long spoke to Brother Todd Delaney, and he spoke so highly of you and how you pushes him to be the best that he can be, you know, with his writing skills and how you continue to mentor him. Tell us, how important is it for an elder in the music field to mentor a upcoming artist and passing on the baton to them?
Well, I think it's important, first of all, thanks for having me on, Landlord. I appreciate the opportunity, but it's important for us to encourage each other. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's an older person, a younger person. I think we have a responsibility just to be an encouragement to each other. As a former school teacher, I taught school for like 8 years before the world knew me as a recording artist.
Okay.
And, you know, what I learned in that process or in that time, that season of my life, is that I learned as much from the kids as they learned from me. Mm-hmm. I learned more about myself even while I was interacting with them and teaching them. So mentoring Todd has been a joy, but more importantly, seeing the results of all of the lessons and the tough conversations and the fights that I would have to have with him, because he's my rebellious child, but he's also one of the most passionate about ministry, about people, and about what he believes in. So it was always a joy to see the outcome when he came on the other side of it. I'm just excited to be a part.
That's awesome, man. And I must say, you did a great job mentoring him, and it really showing up right now in his life, man. Kudos to you, man.
And man, your music is doing great. It was good to hear you being featured on the song that hit number one, Satisfied, from your protege, Todd Delaney. But I was thinking, it sure would be nice to have Pastor do some new music, too. And I got the word that something was coming down the line, man. And now it's here, man. Your brand new song, I Still Have You. And it is just immaculate, man. I Still Have You by Smokey Norval. Tell us how that beautiful, anointed song came together.
Man, that is ironic that you say that, because I had no intention of recording again.
Wow.
The only reason I did the song with Todd is because it is Todd. You know, I call him Junior, because he's my mentee and mm-hmm. like a son and a friend for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so he called. He said, Pastor, I need you. I said, okay, I'll be there. And I had no idea that the song would take on the life that it did. And then my sons actually are the reason that I stepped into the music arena, threw my hat back in. My boys, who are musicians and songwriters, they actually play more instruments than I do, and they make sure that I know it. But they sat me down and said, Dad, we want to do a Smokey Norval record. We've not recorded with you. We're doing all this stuff. They're working with some big, big people, big names, even outside of the gospel music industry. And they're like, but we don't want to do anything except work for our dad. We want to make sure that that's on our resume too. So I said, okay. And, you know, we sat down, the three of us, and we wrote this new song, I Still Have You. And so I, you know, you can't put me in water, because it's like you drop a fish in water, you're going to swim. I took off and said, well, I need to go ahead and do the whole project. And that's how we actually got this song, and that's how we got this new CD. Nice.
Yeah, and of course, you're a multi-Grammy winning artist. So that album is coming down the line, or...
Yeah, the album is going to come out. Right now, we're working the single, and we're just enjoying what people are, how they're responding and the reception. And I was amazed, and actually, it feels just as great as it did 20 years ago when I released "I Need You Now." It feels the same to see that people are being helped, that they're finding hope and healing in the music. That really is the most fulfilling part of all of this, is to know that God used something that he trusted me to birth and to position and to put out in the land to be a blessing to other people. So the album is forthcoming, and it's going to be a 20-year celebration. So I redid some old stuff from the first CD, but I also got a lot of new stuff that I threw in here. So it's going to be a great experience.
Wow, man, yes, indeed.
Yeah, man, you know, that's really impressive, Pastor Smokey. And me and many of your fans will be looking forward to your new album. And by the way, there's a fan of yours from Barbados, and she has a question for you.
Hello, I am Krista J. Paul from Barbados. As a fellow gospel artist, I would love to know your vocal regimen. How do you work that voice of yours?
Oh man, Crystal, thanks for the question. It is just the Lord's doing. I can't even tell you that there's some, you know, phenomenal regimen or something that I do in order to maintain these vocals. But I will say, the older I get, the more I recognize the value of taking care of myself, just completely taking care of myself. Your voice is attached to a body. So if you don't take care of your body, then your voice is not going to work right. There's, of course, the grace of God, and I don't take credit for that, the anointing of God, which, you know, helps. But a lot of water, a lot of rest. I literally just started this vegan thing, and for the last 25 days, it's been very rewarding because I've no sinus, you know, stuff and issues. And so I don't know that I have the regimen, but that plus just being in God's face all the time, I think that's what does it.
Hallelujah. Well, you always sound great, Pastor.
So I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, man, you know, for real. But you got that authentic and anointed sound, man, and that stands out. And you just keep on doing what you're doing, man. You are amazing, man. Great musician, great pastor. Keep pressing, man.
Pastor Smokey Norfolk, man, you are just sensational, man, with all that you've done, man. And we certainly appreciate all you do for the kingdom of God, and keep up the great work. And thanks for joining us, Smokey Norfolk.
Thank you all so much for having me, Mike D and Landlord. I really appreciate the opportunity to share my heart. But even more so, let me thank the people in the Caribbean and around the diaspora. I just really, really appreciate all of your love, your support, your continued streaming and listening to our music. I'm so grateful, and I hope to continue to put out new songs and give you more worship so that you can continue to experience God in a unique way.
Amen. Great, great, great word, Pastor Norfolk. And you know, it's always great to have you here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show, man. You know, we wish you all the best, and we can't wait for that album to drop, man. God bless you, man. God keep you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
I'm at my best when I'm at my worst. I pass the test even when I don't come in first. And sometimes I win when the score says I lose. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you. I still have joy when I'm feeling pain. I'm moving up when my life has clearly fallen down again. Sometimes I win when the score says you lose. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you. Grateful that in my weakness, thank you, Lord, that even in my weakness, I still have you.
Smokey Norfolk is ministering in song. Wow, oh wow, for sure. That's his song, I Still Have You. And thank God, no matter what we go through, we still got Jesus. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. That's brand new from Smokey Norfolk, and he has a new album coming out down the line, too. Smokey Norfolk's father, a pastor, and like father, like son, Smokey Norfolk is a pastor too. His church, Victory Cathedral Worship Center, has three locations. Two locations in the Chicago, Illinois area, and one location in Atlanta, Georgia. Now he's recording some great new music too. It's been 8 years since he released new music of his own. And I Still Have You, the latest single from Smokey Norfolk, is sounding good in the neighborhood. And we want to thank the gifted and anointed Smokey Norfolk for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Smokey Norfolk used to be a school teacher before becoming a gospel recording artist many years ago. And Pastor Smokey Norfolk does a lot, landlord, and he's a real cool brother who loves the Lord.
I agree with you, Mike. You know, Pastor Smokey Norfolk is a well-respected and seasoned artist who continues
to sow in the lives of many upcoming artists. And that is what we need more of, more mentors to pave the way for the next generation of artists. And it's always great to have him here with us on the show, you know. But coming up next is an author, a radio and TV host from out of Barbados, Mrs. Crystal J. Paul, with her latest song entitled Find Myself in You, written by her husband, Pastor Roger Paul. And he is a gifted songwriter, man. Every time you hear from Crystal J. Paul, the writer is her husband. He is amazing, man. And will you check out their latest track entitled Find Myself in You, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show.
You stick around. When life tries to bring me down, I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Like a seed within the earth, there's always darkness before there is any birth. Lord, remind me not to shake or be afraid. It won't be long, I'm not really dead. I'm only waiting, waiting for my breakthrough. Oh, Lord, I find my depth in you. Oh, there's so much more that I can do. To be surrounded and covered up by you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I find my depth in you. Oh, there's so much more that I can do. You. your love never stops or gets weary to carry me.
Crystal J. Paul is such a gifted songstress, world-class singer, and her anointed music is so beautiful. She and her songwriter husband are a great family and an amazing musical team for the Lord. It's no wonder that loving couple is getting some Grammy Award buzz. Kudos to Crystal J. and Pastor Paul.
Yeah, Mike, that was Crystal J. Paul with her beautiful song, Find Myself in You. And by the way, I want to congratulate Crystal J. and Roger Paul. This same song, Find Myself in You, has made the ballot for the Grammy Award consideration. So if you are a NARAS voting member, make sure, vote for my girl, Crystal J. Paul, man. She is so excited about this move, and she should be, you know, because a lot of times, you know, as an artist, it's not easy. Many times you feel like giving up. And to get an opportunity like this to make it on the Grammy Award ballot, that is commendable, man.
Yeah.
So, Crystal J., keep on doing the wonderful work, and I just wish you all the best, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, out of the mouth proceedeth blessings. And you actually can bless your own self with the power of your own words. Speak blessings over yourself as well.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, there is life and death in the power of the tongue. So we got to choose our words more wisely. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Pastor Smokey Norfolk for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, for hanging out with us and loving and supporting us. We truly appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Coming up next is an artist from the Bahamas. She goes by the name of Samis Debbie Thurston. She was born in a musical family, and at the age of 7, she was on stage performing on many musical competition stages, you know. She just loved music, and she's now living in America, where she studied music and writing. You know, she just loved music, man. That's her passion. That's her love, you know. I want you guys to check out her latest track entitled You Stepped In On Time. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless. This show is brought to you by Pepper and Spice Catering Services, Mackey and Madera Street, Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center, Carmichael Road, and Southside Christian Church International, Nassau, or Life Gate Christian Ministries International in Abaco.